Be'ez Hashem Yisbelech, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam Sichas Ma'ashin, the laws of the second Taif and the Sefer Zeruim. In this Perek, we discuss regarding different mixtures and doubts as they apply to the laws of Ma'aseh Sheni. And the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding monies that get mixed together. Mo'is Chulin or Mo'is Ma'aser. It is monies of regular unconsecrated funds with Mo'is Ma'aser, with the funds of Ma'aser, Shenispazu, which they scattered on the floor. Now, V'likid Mikon Mikon. And the person now gathers from those monies from either side. Now, since he's not gathering from one place, it's possible that he's totally getting the monies of Meiser. But you still have to stipulate, as the Rambam explains shortly, because it's not so clear. Maybe what he has in his hands are Chulin funds, and the Meiser might be on the ground. Now, that's if it's from either side. But if you gather from one side, that would be actually similar to a different case the Rambam is going to say, which is like when you mix it all together and you take a handful, which has a different halacha. But here we're gathering from either side. So Masha Likid, we're going to say what you gathered, Likid La Meiser. You gathered for Meiser. I mean, we're going to consider that as the Meiser Sheni funds, because the rest that's still on the floor might get lost. And therefore, we're going to consider the ones that you're holding in your hands as Meiser Sheni. That's how we're going to treat it. Achi Ashram, until you complete the amount of how much Meiser Sheni there was. And Vasha Chulin, and all the rest will be considered as Chulin. But v'mbalal v'chafin. But if let's say he mixed it all together and then he gathered a handful of those monies, oh, yishalikim sadechot. Oh, he only gathered the scattered monies from one side. U'matzachaser. And it turns out that there's missing funds. Sarit l'fi cheshbon. Here we're not going to say all the ones that you picked up a meiser, and what's lost is the chulin. No, here we're going to say everything goes according to the proportions. Kitzad household. So let's say Masai meiser sheni. Let's say there was 200 dinarim of meiser sheni. U'mei chulin and 100 of chulin. So that's a total of 300. Now nispazru, so but they scattered over law, and then he mixed them all together, and then he scooped it all up. Nimtzu Masayim v'shivim, they only found 270. Turns out 30 of them are lost. So here it's going to be proportionate. Harikuf pei mehen meiser. We're going to consider 180 of them meiser, not 200. And mitzadil chulin, and 90 from the chulin, in contrast to the 100, again, because that 30 is being 20 and 10, where they're sharing the loss, again, proportionally to how much they started off with. As Rambam says, Zakhla, this is the rule. Hamaslakdin, that which is gathered from either side, is l'maisa sheni. Then we're going to consider, as the first halacha said, what you gather as maisa sheni. But v'hanavlalim, that which is mixed together, or that you gathered from one side, that's l'fi cheshbon, that goes according to the calculation. Now, moreover, masna v'imer, the person has to stipulate, and he says, and this is going on the case of both when they're mixed together or when it's from either side, but a person has to stipulate, and he says, "Imel should be yodahin ma'aser." We don't know which is which. So he says, ultimately, the ones that are in my hand, they're ma'aser. If they're the real ma'aser ones, hashachun, then which is the reality, then the rest is chulun. But the main chulun. But if let's say really the ones I picked up are the chulun ones, but we don't know. So he's going to say, "Harimois ha'ma'aser b'chol makom shein b'chol analeim." So then let the ma'aser shein the funds, which are, let's say, elsewhere on the floor, let them be consecrated on these, and either way he's going to treat the ones that he picked up in his hands as the ma'aser ones, either they really are, or they'll be machal them for the ones that he's holding in his hand. Halacha beis. Seller shel ma'aser sheini b'shel chulin shenisorvif. Let's say you have the coin of ma'aser sheini and chulin that got mixed up. So what you do is maybe b'selamois. You bring the a silver coin of sela of this amount, and v'afil mois nachayshes, and even of a copper ma, v'armani says sela shel meiser sheni b'chamakum shu. Okay, so we don't know which one is the sela of meiser sheni, which one is that of the chulin. So the meiser sheni sela, wherever it is, mechulel samois elu will be deconsecrated on these monies because bringing third party monies. V'achach, and then after it's boris yafesh b'shtein, then you select the best of these two slum that got mixed up, because maybe that was the Meister Sheni one. Then you deconsecrate the copper funds, which you had transferred wherever the Meister Sheni ones onto that. And then you go and you make now, transfer back onto the better of these two slum, just in case that's the Meister one, and you make that as the new Meister Sheni seller. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding different statements regarding where was the Meister Sheni put. Someone says to his son, Meister Sheni b'davazu. The second type I put in this corner. You find it in another corner. So actually, we actually treat that monies, even though it's the same amount, as chulun. Because I say that the pairs that were meiser were taken, and these are other ones. Let's say he says to him, harisha mana. There's a mana over there, 100. And then we find 200. Hashar chulun. The rest, the extra 100, is going to be chulun, because we say that there was 100 there, and the fact that you find another 100, We say that that's something else. Harisha Messiah Minsaman, let's say it says it was 200, and you only find the 100. Actually, Harihi Chulin, it's considered Chulin, because it's obviously not the Maisa. Hinich Ma'ana Maisa, let's say he left a mana of Maisa. The Nimtza Messiah, and he finds 200. Or let's say Messiah Nimtza Mana, he left 200, he finds 100. I feel like him, Mishnei Chisin, even two different persons. Hakal Chulin is all good, is considered Chulin, again, because I say that the Maisa one was taken, and these are obviously considered other ones, because it's not the same thing that was left. Halacha Dal, Domali Ov, let's say his father tells him, Kiss Maisa Sheni Liba Bais. It says, I have a purse of Maisa Sheni in the house. And Halacha Matzah Shem Shleishi Kizmi, he comes and he finds not only one wallet, there's actually three wallets. So Hagadol Shebe Kulam Maisa, we're going to consider the largest one of them all as Maisa, Basha Chulin, and the rest as the Chulin ones. Now, Va'av Bikin, even so, Lo Yechim Nagitan Met Sheikhan La Gadol, you shouldn't eat from the small purse until you deconsecrate onto the big one. So either way, then you'll know for sure that the one, which if possibly is the small one, will be included in the larger one that he's been machal onto. So either it's really the big one or the small one that was deconsecrated onto the big one. Halacha hey, Mishan Nishtatik, someone became mute. Vamulay, they said to him, Maisa Sheni Shalcha b'makom plaini, is your Maisa Sheni in that place? Ve'ikam Rishon, he shakes his head, yes. Abaykin Maisa Shalish Pam, so they check him out three times, Kadesh Abaykin Legin, like they inspect for by a divorce document to make sure that the person is sane, he just can't talk. And then his words are valid, whether he's shaking his head up and down or to the side, you'll know what he's saying is to be the truth regarding the status of this Maisa Sheni. Let's say tell him in a dream, Maisa Sheni Shalabicha Shat Mavakish, the second type of your father that you're looking for, you know your father had Maisa Sheni, how do you have more complaints in that place? And Alpha Bisha Matzah Shamashat Namali, even if he finds in that place what he was told in his dream, Eina Maisa, we don't consider it as Maisa and it has the status as Chulin. And the reason is because Divrei Chalim is the words of dreams, Le'mal Le'meridin, doesn't take something up, doesn't take something down, it doesn't affect the reality. Halacha Zayin, Amir Levanov, someone says to his sons, I feel like a mason, even if you're dying from hunger, Atikub Zabazu, don't touch this corner, and Vedim to Shamois, and they find that there's money over there, Harei Chulin, it's considered as Chulin, where he's just trying to trick them, but it doesn't mean because it was Maisa Sheni funds, or Maisa Sheni produce. Taman Mois Mipneim, let's say he's burying money in front of them. Vamulim says to them, Shal Plainain, it's that person's money. Shal Maisa Sheni, or it's Maisa Sheni. Obviously, that means you guys are not allowed to touch this. Im Kamarim, if you could tell that he's just trying to trick them, because he doesn't want them to get all excited about the money, they don't be concerned for what he's saying, and it's not considered as Maisa Sheni. But if you could tell that he's serious, that he's intending that that's what it is, then Vav Kayam, then his words are valid, and it would be forbidden for them. Loch Chaz, Rambam talks about what happens if someone finds certain vessels or coins. Hamaitzei Kli, if someone finds a vessel, v'chasel v'mem, and has a letter mem on it, on the earthenware vessel, sari mashe b'toichei, maisa sheni. So we say what's inside of it is the second type, because the mem stands for maisa. Now you don't say it's maisa rishon or maisa ani, because those are permitted for non-kahanim, for any zar, and why would he write a mem on it? And if it's because of trumas maisa that's inside of it, he would have written trumas maisa, which would be tuf mem. Rather, obviously, it refers to Maisa Sheni, and because of the concern that the person might stumble by eating it out of Yerushalayim, that's why he wrote that, and that's what the Mem stands for. Let's say he wrote a Dalet, that refers to Demai, which untithed produce, which has certain limitations. Tes is for Tavel, for untithed. Tof is Truma. Kof is carbon, which all these things have certain limitations and stringencies. Now, V'mhoi Shalma Teches, and if the vessel was actually made out of metal, who Umash B'Techa carbon? And actually, not only is what's inside of carbon, but the vessel itself is also carbon, because a metal vessel, a person customarily also is sanctifies. And the reason why they're writing letters over here and that it stands for a word is Shekain is because they only wrote one letter from the word, at times of danger when the Jewish people couldn't practice their religion, so they would only write a letter, but that's what the letter was alluding to. Halacha Tes. Mois and Mtsois B'Yerushalayim, regarding monies that are found in Yerushalayim. So I feel a denari zav and mekesav and mois, even if you find golden coins with the silver ones with the monies, which would seem to indicate that it's like Maisa Sheni funds, it's considered as Chulin. Why, if you find money in Yerushalayim, it's considered Chulin? Because the marketplace of Yerushalayim are cleaned out every single day. So therefore we say, whatever money had been here even the previous day, that fell, let's say, on yesterday that was on the Yom Tov, it's already been cleaned out, and these must be other funds. And therefore we presume that it's not from necessarily Maisa Sheni. Now, Matzah B'Teichen Charis, but let's say you find inside the monies a piece of earthenware, v'chasav b'maiser, and says that it's maiser, harei l'maiser sheni, then we can treat it as maiser sheni. Now, b'med v'mum, when did we say this, that most of the monies in the city are going to be considered as chulin, meaning this going back on the beginning of the halacha regarding if you find it in Yerushalayim, is b'shoyim maiser shana, all other days of the year, then we presume that it's chulin funds. And even though yesterday was Yom Tov, again, it's been cleaned out since. But on the Yom Tov itself, when all the Jewish people come to Yerushalayim to make Aliyah, L'regel, and whoever has money is a Maisa Sheini, we have to bring him to Yerushalayim anyway, he's coming three times a year, he brings it with him, then I call Maisa, then we treat all the monies in the streets that you find as Maisa, because so many people that are coming from all over and they're bringing the Maisa Sheini funds, then we're going to treat it as Maisa Sheini. But again, in Yerushalayim, any other day of the year, then we'll say it's from that day and not from any previous day, and it's going to be Tzeres Chol. Halacha Yud, now that's in the marketplaces. But the money that's found in front of the animal merchants in Yerushalayim, then le'olam, then always, meaning even on a regular day of the year, Meiser, we're going to treat those ones as Meiser. Why? Shecheskes Rebbe Am, because the presumption of most of the people is Mevin Meiser. They bring the Meiser funds, they're coined by Behemoth, and they buy animals. So even though people come to the regular and they can't end up using it, they give it to people that they stay by Yerushalayim, and they use the funds, as the Pasuk says, to bring it as a carbon, and they're buying all these animals, and to have it as a shlamim, and therefore we're going to presume whatever you find by an animal seller all year round is going to be from Meiser funds. Now, but it says Bahar Bais, what's found on the Temple Mount, where the Beis HaMikdash is built on that mountain, there la'olam, there always, the other way, even during a Yom Tov, we're going to presume that money as chulin is unconsecrated. And the reason for that is, because a person is not supposed to bring up his own money, so what money is there? We presume it's from the Trumas Alishka, which is from the chamber where they take the coins that are kept in the Beis HaMikdash, which are used for karbanas, shechilim ha-gizborin al-behema, that the treasure is already deconsecrated onto the animals, because a kohen doesn't take it out of the chamber monies until he right away deconsecrates onto the animals. So whatever money you're going to find over there has already been deconsecrated and is considered as chulin funds, always, even during a Yom Tov. Halacha Yud Aleph. Teva, regarding a box, shenishtamash b'chulin ma'aser sheni, that's used for both chulin monies and for ma'aser sheni funds. You find inside money. So, imrev manichin ma'aser, if most of the people that put money in this box put ma'aser funds, hari mois ma'aser, the money's going to be considered as ma'aser. Vimrev manichin chulin, if most of the people that put in regular money's chulin, so chulin the treat as chulin. Mechtzel mechtzef, let's say half the people that use it put in chulin, half the people that put in use ma'aser, chulin is the gear that we have, we're going to treat as chulin because although half the people do this and half do that, but most of the monies are chulin. So even though it's half and half, but we'll go with them with the rive of most of the monies, even though half the people and half the people do chulin and meiser. But the rive it brings that some other gersois have the gerser should be meiser, which then that would be, if it's a really equal 50-50, then we'll go stringently and we'll treat it as meiser sheni. Halachid beis, matzah peiris. Let's say someone finds produce where it's not like he found it over here, but it fell out of his hand. And then he finds produce, and he finds a bein peiris meiser la peiris truma, where it's between the produce of the meiser to the produce of the truma, and you don't know which one it's from, then you'll go yipla l'karv. You'll put it to the produce that's closer, because or else you actually go with the rive, and you wouldn't go with what's closer. But it's talking about it's not from them, it's from the person. You just don't know which one it is. So you go with the one that's closer. Metzl, let's say it's 50-50, it's somewhere in the middle. Then you have to eat this produce, which you find between the meiser box and the truma box, as the stringency of both of them. As Ram explains, asurin lazam, it's forbidden for non-com to eat it. Utuin rechitzi daim, and you have to wash your hands before you eat it. Vahar shemesh, you also have to have, if you were tell me, sundown, kachuma, like the halachas regarding truma. But at the same time, asurin la'ainin, it's forbidden for a person who just lost a relative that day. Utuin havois makam, and it's also required to be brought to Yerushalayim, kamaisa, which is a stringency only applies to maisa sheni, not to truma. And v'chein mahamaisa, and then says, ben chul na'maisa, it's also regarding the monies that are found between chul na'maisa, again, you're going to treat it as the stringency of either one. So talochi yid gimel, regarding a mixture of ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni shel demai v'shel vadish, and it's over. If you have the ma'aser sheni of demai with the ma'aser sheni of death in the table, they got mixed together, you're going to eat it, the most stringent of them, which is that of vadai, of definitive table, which has more stringent than that of the ma'aser sheni of demai. Halochi yidal, peris ma'aser, shen is over b'peris chulun. Regarding the produce of ma'aser sheni, they got mixed with the produce of chulun. So yachal kol b'tahara, everything has to be eaten in a state of purity, ba'makim, in the appropriate place, meaning in Yerushalayim, oy, yiftas ha'maisa, or you have to redeem the ma'aser. The fikach, therefore, in other words, since the ma'aser has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, in the suburb of Yerushalayim, if they get mixed up in Yerushalayim, asurin b'chol shein kaminyan, then actually going to be forbidden even a minute amount, as the number is, or the gears, some places, ba'minyan, which actually some say it shouldn't say baminu, actually should say beminon in its own species. Because the halacha that we're saying over here regarding dovish yesh l'matirin, if it has permitted, is not batal, that's only when it's min beminon, it's the same species. But be that as it may, actually then it's going to be forbidden even a minute amount. And the reason for that is, hoilu b'shalayim, since it's in Yerushalayim now, which is a place where you could eat the forbidden ma'aser sheni, so this thing that is mixed in, which you have Maaser Sheni mixed in with Chulin, which the Maaser Sheni has certain prohibitions related to it, but the are permitted because you could eat it, B'yochal HaKol B'tar, everything you could eat in a state of purity here in Yerushalayim. So therefore, since it's the same species, it will make it Aser even in a Kalshu, and there's not going to be Halacha Bittel, no matter how much Chulin there is, in contrast to that of the Maaser Sheni. Which on Halacha Tzvav, the Rambam continues regarding this idea about Bittel, about nullification of the Maaser Sheni. Hazireya Maaser Sheni, if someone plants Maaser Sheni produce in the ground after it already brought into Yerushalayim. So Hagidum, the growths, are Maaser Sheni, are going to be considered as Maaser Sheni too. But Zroi Koim Chikon, let's say if you planted before it was brought into Yerushalayim, then Hagidum Chulin, then actually the growths are going to be considered as Chulin, because out of Yerushalayim, it's not considered Dava Shesh L'matirim, because it is forbidden out of Yerushalayim, and it's considered as a Devar Asa. And therefore, you could have Halach of Bittel, of nullification of the original seed, which is Maaser Sheni, in the gidul, in the growths. So the growths are going to be chulin, and fulfilled with davashin zarakala, even if it's something that the seed does not disintegrate because of the halacha of bittel. Now, however, initially one should redeem the maaser b'shazri asai when he's going to plant it, because if not, it's like the halacha of mevatel is like a tekhila, like you're initially going to nullify an iser which is prohibited, but after the fact, if it was done without redeeming, then like we said, the growths are going to be chulin because of the halacha bittel regarding the original seed of Maaser Sheni. Halacha tazayin. Maaser Sheni batel b'rov. As we're saying, the second type can be nullified in the majority. Now, be'eza maaser amar, regarding which maaser did we say this? Specifically, the maaser shenichnas l'Yerushalayim, we're talking about the maaser Sheni had been brought, that already been brought into Yerushalayim, then the yatzav of nafal mechitzas, then it was taken out, and then the walls of Yerushalayim collapsed. Okay, why over here are we going to say bittel? Because sharei ein shem mechitzas lachzir l'sham. There's no more walls of Yerushalayim to bring it back within the walls of Yerushalayim. Because if the walls actually didn't fall down, then actually it's considered davar shesh l'matirin because you could bring it right back in if it's right nearby. So only if the walls collapse, so there's no matirin. Because again, if there's matirin, there's no bittel. And the ef shel b'daisai, neither can you redeem it anymore, which redeeming would also be a way of making a mutter and not to nullify the iser. You can't redeem it anymore because Ma'achash HaNechnas. Because once it went in, you can't redeem it anymore. But AFLP, She'im B'Shav HaPruta, even if it doesn't have a value of a Pruta, in other words, in its fifth, which we said, then actually it doesn't even have Halacha of Pidyon. So even so, but rabbinically, it does require. So since it does require, we could consider it as something that is EF Shalab Daisai, that you have to redeem it, but you can't redeem it. So hence, it is considered Dva Issa. And Venim to Dabashin Matin, it comes out that it doesn't have permitters because of the circumstance that we described. You can't bring it in because no more wall, and you can't redeem it because of the it already was brought into Yerushalayim. And therefore, but therefore it's nullified the majority of the Chulin, Kameshban, Isur Machlitz, like we explained the laws of forbidden food items in Perek Tezvav. And that's the same thing over here, where that would be the specific case of the variables of no walls and already was taken in, so you can't do pidyon. In the case of when you're going to say by Maaser Sheni, there's going to be bittel b'rov.